All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1, Sully, the Blitz, please.
All right, college football overreaction.
Paul Pasqualoni.
No, that's NFL. Oh, he used to coach at Syracuse.
Maybe that was the heyday of Syracuse.
Yeah. You know, I'm not starting with, hey, Ohio State is the number one team in America. I know your opinion.
Come on, get creative. You love doing these? Get creative.
All right, Scott Frost is not.
David's sipping on a cocktail back there.
The answer at Nebraska.
I'm not ready to say it, but I will tell you he is behind schedule. And the quarterback development or lack thereof with Adrian Martinez is beyond alarming. I think he's got a real problem because Adrian Martinez is not the answer. And that means he's got to start someone new next year. If Scott Frost doesn't win 8 or 9 games next year, I really will go along with that statement. Bitterly disappointed, even though I had Purdue last weekend.
Oregon wins
hey
out
now.
And lands the 4 spot in the college football playoff. Is that an overreaction?
That's an overreaction because Mario Cristobal is a terrible game day coach. He's like Jim Caldwell. I'm going to pass on that. Oregon's very fortunate to even be here. Stole victories versus Washington State. Nope.
You need a Hummer?
Oh, Coach O.
Well, and that's a perfect one.
Welcome to Death Valley. Well, opponent's dream come to die.
Talk LSU.
He better watch his mouth, too, by the way, saying we got bigger games in the future past Bama. Oh, boy.
What a statement.
Be careful.
Mike, LSU's going to beat Alabama by 2 scores.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on, Mike.
Now, how you like that for a bold one? I'll even just take the 2 scores off it. LSU beats Alabama.
I will tell you, that game is LSU or pass for me. But I am terrified of Nick Saban going full, like, witch mode. And you're watching that game in the mid-second quarter and Bama's up 17-0 and you're going, wait, I bet against Nick Saban at home? But yes, I'm
so we're going to play everybody who can expedite winning the game.
Angry Saban is one of my favorite.
Well, I believe it's 7-point spread, right?
6.5.
6.5 point spread right now.
I wonder if it's a trap. But no, that's an overreaction. No, are you kidding me? 14 points? No.
All right, Georgia really is an SEC title true contender.
Not ready to go there. Love their performance against Florida. But I'm not ready to go there because I'll tell you right now, you put them on a field with LSU or you put them on a field with Bama, I don't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Pac-12 is still, in fact, in the playoff race.
Yes. But I don't believe they'll deliver. And I think what hurts them ultimately is USC falling off a cliff, Washington not as good as they were supposed to be. I know Utah's hanging around there, but I don't think anyone takes Utah seriously, plus their quarterback's all kinds of banged up on one leg. So they're there, but by a thread.
I'm boat guy.
Okay, is this statement an overreaction, or do you think this is true? There is no chance that the Big Ten will actually get 2 teams in the playoff.
There's no chance. None. I mean, how would you even do that? How?
It'd have to be something crazy.
Well, sell me on the scenario if you're going to ask me about it.
Minnesota runs the table, beats Ohio State in the Big Ten champ, something stupid
No. David, no. No.
Well, it's relevant because there's 2 teams in as of week one, so.
It's sack time! I'll
tell you what else is relevant. These lights are blinding. Next.
Well, how about transition into one about PJ Fleck?
I'm going to wear sunglasses in here. I think that's going to start. Me and David are just going to begin fashion glass.
You can get a tan in there.
It's ridiculous.
PJ Fleck leaves Minnesota, even though he just signed the extension. He'll leave Minnesota within 2 years. Not this offseason, but within 2 years.
Yes. He goes on, gets to Indy, let's say, next year or the year after. Yeah, I could see it. Yes. because as you've seen with Florida State, the money doesn't matter. You had three or four boosters get together and raise $17 million to axe a guy who was 21 games into his deal. Which, by the way, I got to throw this out there, and I know a lot of people aren't going to like it, but, like, of course that happened to a minority candidate, right? Of course that happened to a black head coach, right? 21 games into his career, a $17 million buyout. I'm sorry, dude, but there's some raw deals for minority coaches in this country, and it's not right. No, I don't think that happens to a white coach. Flat out, I'll say it. I think it's BS. You hired the man. Let him do his job for at least two seasons. Come on now. Jesus. Jimbo left him with nothing. Jimbo knew exactly what he was doing. He scurried like a rat to College Station. And Taggart, I don't think he's any great shakes, but fired a year and a half into his job at that price point? Sorry, I have to say that.
All right, Wake Forest and North Carolina are poised to be perennial ACC contenders. Is that an overreaction?
That's absurd. It's total. I mean, Dave Clawson's done a nice job at Wake, but let's not get carried away. They got a student enrollment of like 4,000. And North Carolina, nice to see Mack Brown back in the mix, but come on now. Mack's 100 years old. UNC has never put it together consistently, and I don't think they're going to start now. No.
Finito.
All right, let's finish with this one. Mike, Urban Meyer, he's going to stay on TV, and he will not coach anyone next season.
No, he's going to USC, period. I won't allow myself to think anything else. I need Urban at USC. I need it. Riding in on a white horse.
I wonder, though, looks real comfortable on TV.
Wouldn't you be?
I guess I would.
He's up there with a collection of guys who can't read.
Maybe
they put Urban on with Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush and, like, Rob Stone. My God, I mean, he may as well be Martin Scorsese up there.
I think he stays on TV another year. I really do.
Why? Instead of going to L.A.?
Yes.
House in Malibu?
I understand
Helicopter to practice?
I understand that.
No.
He can buy himself a house. He's fine.
No. I need USC to be good again. I need more of the song girls. I need the horse. I need the song. I need USC being awesome. I love USC, except they don't let people like me into that school because Aunt Becky's not my mom. I didn't have the money to bribe anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.